Happy Tuesday, everyone. It's been a chaotic day so far. So much is playing out right now in courts all across the country. And, well, we can't ignore it. We have to talk about it. So if you're looking to catch up on all of the latest news taking place right now, you got to head over to citizenfreepress.com. That's where I go every single morning to start off my day. And, well, there's so much happening in these headlines. It's great that Kane and all of his CFP coworkers are all, you know, hacking away and giving us all the latest. So we got to jump into this because there's so much going on right now. First thing up that we got to talk about, this is the one we've been waiting for, folks. The Supreme Court finally heard the opening oral arguments regarding J6ers. Now, many of you know the Department of Injustice has been persecuting J6ers, and it's been egregious, the behavior that they've been performing lately. Because, well, I mean, honestly, it's like they've been stacking these charges up against all of these J6ers who were showing up to protest. Some of them maybe might have done an unauthorized tour of the U.S. Capitol. But they're all, again, which this case is highlighting, nonviolent folks who should not have been charged with such crimes. And those crimes are obviously the obstruction of an official proceeding. Now, it's interesting enough because that really hasn't been played out in courts. And that's the reason why it's made its way up to the Supreme Court, because, well, nobody understands why the DOJ is slapping those charges onto so many of these J6ers. Now, just to keep in mind, folks, that charge alone, if you're convicted, you could actually face up to 20 years in prison. And they're saying it's because, well, these J6ers interrupted a court Congress proceedings regarding the election of 2020. So it's all just disgusting to see, but we're happy that the Supreme Court is listening to these opening arguments. And they actually, if you listened in a little bit, I dipped out because it was a very busy day for me. But if you listened in, they were actually very open to the idea of ruling on this and kind of pushing this DOJ, who's just been so corrupt, pushing them back into their place because, well, these charges are an absolute disgrace. Again, they were also asking, I think this is the key point to all of this. These justices wanted to know, why are you slapping these charges on to these J6ers? Because ultimately, what qualifies as, you know, this obstruction? Would it be, and this is another quote from today's hearing, would it be a sit-in that disrupts a trial or access to a federal courthouse qualify for this? And the DOJ, again, was just kind of conducting, is how I would say it, legal gymnastics around these simple questions. But I'm excited because it seems like all of these justices were opened to kind of pushing back on the DOJ. Matthew Graves' office has been disgusting with its prosecution of January 6ers. We talked about on the show. They said that even if SCOTUS overthrows what they're charging these folks with, and again, this case would affect hundreds of cases, including President Donald J. Trump's case, that ultimately the Matthew Graves, the U.S. attorney, would actually go and seek that their other charges, all of their sentences in those charges, be upgraded to sentences. They're going to, I guess, appeal it and ask for their sentences to be reevaluated and going to go after them and try to get harsher sentences just because they're upset that the Supreme Court has overthrown that. So it would be interesting to see, because I think that will be the breaking point for so many moderates who just think that it's okay, you know, they're manipulating the law now. Now they are really going after these people. I mean, the left pretends to advocate for criminal justice reform or just, you know, not charging everyone with crimes and sending everyone away to prison. But then again, we have this J6 situation that's going on right now, and they suddenly lose that desire to stick up for what they assume are their rights. And so we'll see that all play out. Now, I want to jump back over to Citizen Free Press because, well, today, Speaker Mike Johnson, who we'll talk about in just a moment, he walked over to the Senate the historic impeachment articles against Alejandro Mayorkas. Many of you know that is one of the face of the individual who is leading the invasion into our country right now. As many of you know, he is the head of HSS. And, well, he is the reason why we are having such a disaster right now at our border. But again, he's just the face of the problem. He's not the core of the issue. And so I just think this is a Band-Aid when we talk about impeaching him because, well, there's going to be somebody else going to pop up right after him. You're probably not going to like that person either. So again, folks, Speaker Johnson having these articles of impeachment walked over to the Senate, likely that we won't see this play out anytime soon because, well, Chuck Schumer is obviously the majority leader over there. But it's interesting because Congressman Thomas Massey today came out and publicly spoke about Speaker Johnson saying that he wants him to resign. And we have to actually back that because I, too, want him to resign. But then again, we have a thinning majority right now in the House. And playing these cards of do we toss Speaker Johnson, replace him with somebody else, really plays into the hands of Democrats. Democrats could potentially push in one of their own. They only need a couple of Republicans to be fed up and vote with Democrats. I don't know if any of them would. There's plenty of them, especially in New York, who are from moderate districts. And so they might be interested in making the flip. So it is extremely dangerous. We'll see how that plays out. And I wanted to go and wrap it up with something that happened yesterday. Many of you guys might have saw this, but the Rusty Armor, the woman who was charged in that case regarding the gun that, according to non-legal experts, the gun just went off. And sadly, it took the life of this beautiful woman. They just sentenced the woman, the armor, to 18 months in prison. Now, I was listening yesterday as the judge was sentencing her, and the judge pretty much was going after her and saying, you did not show remorse. She did not accept blame for anything. She was pretty much saying that the media has made her out to be a horrible person. And she, I would say, showed more empathy for herself than that poor woman who lost her life. And so I think just based on that, the judge smacked her with the 18-month sentence, which I'm told is the actual maximum. So interesting enough. Now, Alec Baldwin, I know a lot of you are outraged, but Alec Baldwin is actually set to face that judge too in his manslaughter trial. That should take place shortly. And it's going to be interesting seeing how that plays out because, well, I mean, Alec Baldwin obviously has privilege. And when I'm talking about privilege, I'm talking about celebrity privilege, the elites. So we'll see if that goes all the way. Well, no, momentarily. But again, that armor over there, she was just sitting there blaming. She was blaming everybody else but herself. And any lawyer will tell you that you should not be doing that when you're pleading for mercy. So that's everything that's going on right now around the country. I'd recommend whatever we missed, because there's a lot, as you can see on CFP's website right now. Head over to citizenfreepress.com and you can see the latest up there right now. We'll be right back with tons and tons of content coming your way. I want to let our audience in on a little secret. I'm saving hundreds of dollars each year after switching over both of my lines to Patriot Mobile. Yes, so now my business and personal line are with Patriot Mobile. Now, Patriot Mobile uses the same towers that you're probably already using now, except it's less expensive. So my 5G towers that I love to use my old provider, I'm still using them now. I'm just paying significantly less money to do so. And on top of it all, Patriot Mobile believes in the same things you and I believe in. They have the same morals. So they donate to causes that are like pro-life causes, veteran causes, and even the NRA. It's incredible. So I highly recommend you head over to patriotmobile.com right now, take a look at their plans, and sign up. And today, if you sign up and use promo code Brianna, they're going to waive the activation fee. Yes, you heard it right. They're going to waive the activation fee. Just make sure you use promo code Brianna, B-R-E-A-N-N-A. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.